Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Esther might be the most beautiful woman in the kingdom and the queen, but it is not enough to stop the king's decree from her being annihilated with the rest of the Jews. And the king does not know she is a Jew. Welcome to my series, Esther, God's Instrument, and step into my story and find out what Esther plans to do. Queen Esther is on the list of annihilation because she is a Jew. She sent word to Mordecai, her uncle, requesting that all in the Jewish community fast and pray for her for 3 days, to call upon their God to give favor to her with the king as she violates the law of the land by demanding to see the king, which is punishable by death if the king refuses her request. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and went and stood at the door of the royal court and just stared at the king, who was sitting on his throne. The king smiled at her and pointed the royal scepter at her, opening the door for Queen Esther to come before the king. Her request was simple. "Please, my king, come dine at my place and bring your right-hand man, Haman, with you. Will you come to my house tomorrow for a banquet?" The king smiled and indicated he and Haman would be there. And off Esther went to start hatching the plan that was brewing in her head. That night, the king could not sleep. And as he had done many times before, he summoned the royal reader and he had him read the king's chronicles. While listening to the records, there came up the story of Mordecai, Queen Esther's uncle, who saved his life but was never honored for his heroism. The king saw Haman, his right-hand man, standing in the court and called at him. And he asked for his advice on how he would honor a man, a great man in his kingdom. Well, Haman had no idea they were talking about Mordecai, Haman's most despised enemy. Haman wants to see Mordecai dead, along with the rest of the Jews. The clock is ticking towards the day of annihilation, when all the Jews will be destroyed by the king's decree. Haman has big plans for himself and the kingdom. And now the king wants to honor him for his greatness, so he thinks. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.